That made it the first day, but not here on the first Sunday. Hallelujah. The many that were walking around on the first day, but on a bed of affliction this day. But you are here. Hallelujah. You still able to move. You still able to give and pray. You still able to say hallelujah. We don't know what tomorrow holds, but we are thankful for today. We give honor and praise to our Lord, our Savior Jesus Christ, and God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We're grateful to them and to Him who has kept us and allow us to come together one more time, and for the first Sunday of the new year. And I don't know about you, but I'm glad to be here. Hallelujah. Every day get a little more precious to me. Hallelujah. We thank Him for His mercy and His grace. We praise God for our presider, Minister Spencer, and to the ministers that shared the rostrum with us, Elders Lewis, Pastor Barrett, Elders Ross, Elder Spencer. And we thank God for the male chorus and Minister Lewis is in the choir. And we praise God for the male chorus who is stirring our soul with inspirations of songs of praise. And to our ushers who served us from the floor, and to our officers of this and other churches that are present, and to all lay people in the building. We praise God for you. Yes. And we are glad that you have rejoiced. Okay, and because I don't think what I'm going to bring today, you want to rejoice with. Come to bring the sword today. Okay. As the Lord would have me to do. And if you have your spiritual weapon, we invite you to join us as we read the text from the book of Philippians, the third chapter, verses 12 through 14. Eternal God, as we stand here, we stand yielded. Spiritual man, mental man, physical man, we give you our soul, our mind, and our bodies, that you may use us to your glory and your honor. As we stand here and open our mouths, let your Holy Spirit preach through us. For without him, I am helpless. I need his spiritual guidance and leadership through this service, God. Let your holy anointing fall on all that's in the building, that we'll be able to receive the word, and that we will receive the word, and it will bring about the necessary changes that you purpose it to do. This we ask in your Son Jesus' name, and we count it as done. Amen. If you got it, say hallelujah. Still need some time, say have mercy. Okay, Philippians 3, verses 12, 13, and 14. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after it. I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth to those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. If you will stand and read together. We're reading, not as though I had already attained, nor already. Thank you. You may be seated. Look at the person sitting near you and repeat after me. Say, neighbor, press on.
Press on.
Press on. In this Christian walk, things are not going to be lovely-dovely every day. Sometime you may have to go through years of agony. There are times when you will feel like just throwing in the towel. But the Lord said, press on. You cannot reap what he has prepared for you until you have reached the finish line. If you faint along the way, you will lose out on your rewards. God is faithful and what he has promised. And all that he promised, he shall bring it to pass. In 2001, there are some amongst us today who felt like quitting. And may have come over in 2002 with that same attitude. Just looking for one more incident. and I'm going to give it up. But God said, press on. The end is not yet. Press on even though you don't think you can handle it. Press anyway. Press though, it seems like the very next thing you're going to lose your sanity. But press anyhow. Press even though it might seem like my life is in jeopardy. Press anyway. Jesus said you must seek to lose your life in order to gain it. If you seek to save it, you're going to lose it. I know we don't want to leave this place, but that's the only way to get the film. All right. We didn't come here to stay, though we want to stay as long as we can. This is not our home. In this earth and in this life, we have been promised to have trials and many tribulations, but we don't want to leave them. I don't know why, but we don't want to leave these toils. Even though we run and run and run here on earth trying to escape them, but I stopped by to tell you today, there is no escape on earth. The only way you can escape is in the Word of God. In the Word of God, there is protection. In the Word of God, there is hope, there is victory, there is deliverance in His Word. But you must be obedient to His Word. We got to press in spite of the circumstances. We got to press whether men like it or hate it. We got to press on. We got to realize that I'm not in this race for you and you and you, but I'm in there for to serve and to glorify God. And all that I do is aim at pleasing Him. It does not matter whether it pleases you or not, as long as you please God. You can't even set to please yourself. And in the moment you try to please yourself, you're going wrong. All right, now. You have disobeyed God. Because Jesus said, if you're going to come after me, you must first deny yourself. And then you're able to take the cross. Not before, but only after you have denied yourself. And so, look at your neighbor and say, this is pressing time. And though tomorrow may not look too promising, we got to press towards that goal anyway. Because tomorrow we'll surely get here one day. And as time continues to go, it's going to continue. Yeah. And it's not going to stop and stand still for you. Yeah. And so we might as well just get in line with the Word. All right. And do what the Word says. Yeah. God said, press. Thank you, Jesus. Towards that mark. There's not going to be a time when you have completed everything. That you have no more fires to go through, no more mountains to climb, no more hills to go over, no more valleys to cross. As long as you stay here, there will be other mountains. There are going to be other valleys. And some going to be wider than the ones you've been in before. Some going to be lower than the ones you already been in. There is a lower point than you've ever been. And God said that I desire to bless you. I desire to shower you with good gifts. I desire to help you prosper. But you have been a stumbling block to yourself. You don't obey me. And because you don't obey me, I have held back the blessings that I have stored for you. Some of you, God said, is in my favor, but I can't shower you like I want to because you won't obey me. And I won't have you in my favor much longer if you don't press on to the mark. But the prize of the higher calling in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You've been stiff and naked and hard-headed and hard-hearted, God said, and you want to do things your way and rather than doing it what I say do. You've been warned and you've been warned and you continue in your own way. Thank you, Jesus. And He sent me here to warn you today. You're here today because you are ordained to be here. Hallelujah. But God said, you got to forget those things that had hindered you.
Yes.
Those things that the enemy allowed to come or place in your path. And God said, I allowed him to do that.
Yes.
He can't do a thing to you unless I give him permission.
All right.
Yeah. And if it came your way, it's because you needed it.
Yeah.
In your life. You needed it so that you could, I can get you where I want you to be.
All right.
You needed it so you can be that chosen vessel I have chosen you to be.
Yeah.
Because each one of you have been chosen. Peter said you're a chosen generation. A royal priesthood. But you haven't been living up to the title. And I call you today to press on. Some of you have been stalemate. You've been standing still too long. And some of you have lost ground, and God said you need to press forward and start backing up. Some of you used to do more for me, but today you're doing less than what you were doing 2 years ago. And God said, I need you to press forward. We're doing more for the world than we're doing for Christ. And God said, I'm not pleased with it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Thank you.
I tried to get away from it, but he wouldn't let me preach nothing else. He said, you've been escaping too long. And some of you are getting comfortable in your agony, in your hard-headed, in your stiff-headed. He said, you've gotten comfortable in it, and I'm not pleased with it. He warns you to repent.
Yeah.
before I send a sword through.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. We just going to have to learn to realize that it's no longer me, but it's Christ Jesus. And I don't live for myself. Paul was talking in here and in this third chapter where he said concerning zeal and what's that word? I can't see it.
Persecuting the church.
Touching the righteousness
in the
which in the law is blameless. You see, the church is going to be persecuted. It didn't just start in 1900 when you were born, but it started with the beginning of the church. It's one thing that's going to continue to be with the church. Because without persecution in the church, you won't need to call on me. Without persecution in the church, you won't need me. And I need to know that you know that I am God. Hallelujah. And beside me, there is no other. I need. Everything I have accumulated in this world, I don't treasure them. I accumulated them so I can do more for Christ. Hallelujah. I didn't do it so I can do more for myself. He didn't allow me to have it so I can glorify myself. But I did it. He did it for me so I can give him the glory. Hallelujah. Some of us are too caught up in self. And God said, it won't work. Thank you, sir. We are too proud to admit wrong. We're too proud to forgive. Because we want satisfaction. But I want you to know, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Read.
Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord.
So I count all these things as lost, and I do it for knowledge of Christ. I lose these things so that I can be his witness, so I can be his helper, so I can give him glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Read.
For whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them both done.
Okay, I suffered and I lost all things. But I count it as done. Hallelujah. I'm not worried about it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Job said the Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In everything, we got to give God glory. In everything, we got to give him praise. Be thankful unto him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Read.
That I might win Christ.
Uh-huh.
And be found in him.
I've done this so I can win Christ. All right.
And be found in him, not having mine own righteousness.
Okay, be found in him, not what?
Having my own righteousness.
Not having my own righteousness.
Okay, because ain't nothing we can do that would be righteous.
All right.
Hallelujah. The best we can do is filter rats.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. So we can't do anything that make us own righteous, but God would count our faith as righteousness. I believe in him and our obedience to him. Because if you believe in him, you have faith in him, you will be obedient to him. Glory to God. And he'll count that as righteousness. Read.
Which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ.
Uh-huh.
The righteousness which is of God by faith.
Right. So you get your righteousness to God by your faith.
Yes.
Nothing that you can do. You just got to believe in every word that he said.
Yes.
Knowing that what he said is so.
Yes.
Tell somebody it is so.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We need to stand firm in his word.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. We need to get in the word and let the word get in us.
Yes.
And do what the Lord says do. We ain't going to worry you too long because I don't want to choke you today. We got to give you some more next week. Okay? But God is telling you to wake up.
All right.
All right.
Tell us that. Yes.
And see where you are. And see how far you have moved away from me. I sent a wake-up call on September 11th. And I sent it to the whole nation because the whole nation had gotten too far away. And you as individuals are in that same situation. And that got your attention for a little while, but some of you are now beginning to turn back to go back to your own way again.
All right.
And I need you to continue to press.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Read.
That I may know him.
Uh-huh.
And the power of his resurrection.
All right. I do all this so I can know Christ. And the power of his resurrection.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. How many know there was power in that resurrection?
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There was power in that resurrection.
Yeah.
Because in his resurrection, he had all power.
Yeah.
Amen.
Okay. Thank you, Jesus. He had delegated some of his power unto us.
Yeah.
That, so we have the power to do what he asks us to do. We're going to leave that and go to Hebrews 10. Verse 22 through 25.
Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith.
Let us draw near. Press your way nearer with a true heart of faith.
Yeah.
Okay? Not with one that is, what's the word I'm looking for? Hypocritical, I guess, but that's not what I want to say. You are going with a posture faith that you need. You're going and you want to go and you don't want to go. But draw near to him with a true desire to be with him.
Yeah.
Remember, he's jealous.
Yeah.
And he don't want to share you with yourself. Okay? So you got to come to me willing to give all to him. Thank you, Jesus. All right?
Having our heart sprinkled from all evil conscience.
Have your hearts what?
Sprinkled.
Sprinkled from what?
From an evil conscience.
From evil conscience. Someone's got an evil mind.
Uh-huh.
And it shows up every once in a while. God said you need to get that mind out of you. You can't come to me with a true heart of faith with an evil mind.
All right.
Paul told you got to renew your mind.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You can't have that same evil mind that was in you before you got Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. See, when Christ came in, he came in your heart. He didn't come in your mind.
All right.
He cleaned the heart up, but the mind is still there to soak in the evil stuff. And when we allow it to come back out, it comes from our heart.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And therefore, you can't have that true heart of faith.
Yes.
Because the mind feeds the heart.
Yes.
Glory be to God.
Yes.
And if you allow it to come out, it's going to come to the part of you. He said it comes from your heart.
Yes.
The issues of life.
Yes.
So stop thinking evil.
Yes.
Paul also said, love thinking no evil.
Right.
Did he say?
Yes.
So we got to have a clean heart with a new mind.
Yes.
And stop asking the Lord to fix your mind.
Right.
He gave that job, that responsibility to you.
All right.
Paul said, be ye transformed. By what?
Renewing.
The renewing of your mind. Meaning that you got to do it. Tell three people you got to do it. You got to get the new mind. And you won't get it until you want to get it. See, some of us don't want no new mind. I've been this way all my life. And I'll be this way when you die, when I die.
All right now, man.
But the word said, after Christ coming, behold, all things have become new.
That's right,
amen.
The former things have passed away.
That's all right.
And now all things are new. Do you have Christ?
Jesus.
Amen.
Or are you just mocking time?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Read.
And our bodies washed with pure water.
And our bodies be washed with pure water. Some have been walking in, washing in stagnant ponds. All that green slime all over your body.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus. You've been washing, but you've been in the wrong river. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. You got to get to the River Jordan.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, sir. So he'll wash you clean.
Yes.
Just like he did Naaman. Hallelujah. Read.
Let us hold fast the perfection of our faith without wavering.
Hold fast. Tell somebody, hold fast.
Hold fast.
That means don't let go. Tell them.
Don't let go.
Hallelujah. Hold fast, and that means don't let go. Even though you might get tired, hold on in now. Even though you think like you're hold on any longer, hold in now. Thank you, Jesus. God said, I will allow you to hold. If you want to hold.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
I ain't going to force you to do it.
Right.
You got to want to do it. Because
right.
He doesn't force you to do anything.
Right.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And that's why I don't force you to do nothing. Because
right.
I'm falling after him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He the one said, I am the way, not me. I tell you, it's up to you if you do it. When Jeremiah warned Israel, he didn't force them. They didn't believe him. And because they didn't believe him, Jeremiah got mad. And said, I ain't going to speak his word no more. Hallelujah. But the word was in his heart, he said. As fire shut up in the bones.
Amen.
And I had to tell somebody.
Yeah.
I couldn't hold it no longer.
Amen.
I had to proclaim what the Lord said to me. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hear what the Lord says. Hallelujah. I'm calling you to press. Hallelujah. You got to press harder in 2002 than you did in 2001. Hallelujah. You got to give up more in 2002 than you gave up in 2001. Hallelujah. I'm calling you to a higher calling. Hey. Thank God, Jesus. Ooh. And you can't do it until you get in line.
All right.
You got to be obedient.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. You read there.
For he is faithful that promise.
And he is faithful that promise. Okay.
And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works.
Let us consider one another to provoke into love. Not into anger. Some of us get kicked out of provoking people to be angry with you. We'll perfectly do things or say things that make a man. But the word said, consider ways to provoke them to be love, to more love. If you're going to do anything, make them love you more.
Yes.
Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. Whether it burn you up or not, to do it anyhow.
All right.
You're not trying to satisfy flesh.
No.
Flesh will say, don't do it. They don't deserve it.
That's right.
Flesh will say, you need to do something here, you know, because they've been doing something against you so long, it's time you get somebody back. And there we go, farm it along with flesh. What's your flesh do? And then we do the little sneaky stuff. We'll pick him, we'll pick them. Hallelujah. And after a while, we got an open wound.
Uh-huh.
But the word said, provoke them into love.
Yes.
Can you handle that?
Yes.
Hallelujah. This ought to be a lovey-dovey place. This ought to be Lover's Lane. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, sir. We ought to have everybody loving one another. Because the word has commanded us to do so. This is a command that you provoke them into love. Tell you, you ain't have no choice here.
You ain't got no choice here.
Don't be afraid to tell them. They might slap you, but tell them anyhow. So you ain't got no choice.
Amen.
Remember, we're not seeking to save ourselves.
Amen.
If I get slapped for telling you that, so be it. To God be the glory.
Amen.
Because it's the word. And Jesus said, blessed are they who are persecuted for my sake.
Amen.
So if you slap me, you just doing give me a blessing. Read.
Not forsaking the assemblies of ourselves together.
Don't forsake to come together. Now the next time you hear somebody tell you, I don't have to go to church, you give them the word. God said you've been falling short on that. The word said come together. And you got to come together so you can provoke one another.
Yes.
To love, that is.
Amen.
I had to clarify it. You come to encourage one another when you come here. You come to encourage one another. You come to lift one another up.
Amen.
You come to give them some more hope. Because by the time they got here, they were at their wit's end.
Amen.
And they come to get some strength from the saints. Because when you convert it, strengthen your brother.
Amen.
But we can't draw those saints, those strength from the saints, for everybody married with one another.
Amen.
And God said, get that mess out of my house. Be real or be still.
All right.
Read.
As the manner of some is.
And we're going to close. Read.
As the manner of some is, but exalting one another.
Exalting one another. What do you do when he exalts one another? Help him up. Or do you make him depressed? So when I come to you with my sad song and dance, do you join me or do you lift me up? Or do we say, honey, I know what you're going through. I've been there too, and it's so hard. I'll be praying for you. Have that lifted me in it?
No.
You sure got it tough. I feel for you. Thank you. I just don't know what to tell you. Well, if I were you, I wouldn't take no more of it. Give him a piece of your mind. Okay. Everything but exaltation. We give him everything but exaltation. We got to exalt and provoke into love. Thank you, Jesus. That's enough to swallow today. Gospel invitation extended. Whosoever will, you may come. If there's someone here who is not saved and is going to press your way today to make that commitment to the Lord, give yourself to him today. Will you press your way out of the seats now and come on and receive Christ in your life? He wants to save you. He wants to be your Savior. He wants to be your Lord. Hallelujah. And God wants to be your God.
Yes.
And you're his children. Will you come? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Will you come and receive that today? As the male chorus sing. If you, the Lord had laid it in your spirit to join this part of the body as a member, you may come at this time as well. If you have ailments in your body, you may come at this time. Whatever you desire the Lord to do for you today, you may come. The male chorus is singing.
Though the clouds may hang over, there will be a brighter day in that land they call heaven. God shall wipe all tears away. Though the clouds a brighter day. Oh, yes, there will in that land they call heaven. God shall wipe all tears away. Though the cloud may hang over, there will be a brighter day in that land they call heaven. God shall wipe all tears away. We shall behold the Lamb of God sitting on the throne. There'll be no more crying, no more weeping, trouble will be gone. Hallelujah. There'll be joy forevermore when we reach that other shore. No more sorrow, no more weeping, peace and joy every day. For beside life's crystal rivers, God shall wipe all tears away. Oh, yes, he will. We shall behold the Lamb of God sitting on the throne. There'll be no more crying, no more weeping, trouble will be gone. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. There'll be joy forevermore when we reach that other shore. We shall behold the Lamb of God sitting on the throne. There'll be no more crying, no more weeping, trouble will be gone. Singing hallelujah, hallelujah. There'll be joy forevermore when we reach that other shore. No more sorrow, no more weeping, peace and joy every day. For beside life's crystal river, God will wipe all tears away. Oh, yes, it will. We shall be the Lamb of God sitting on the throne. There'll be no more crying, no more weeping, trouble will be gone. Singing hallelujah. There'll be joy forevermore. Oh,
And our ushers, and yourself. And now give him the highest praise.
Let everybody say, let everybody say, everybody say, yeah. Amen, amen, amen. Why don't the church say, let the church say, let the church say, amen, amen, amen.
Father God, we come to say once again, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you for the healing, deliverance power. Thank you, God, just for being God. Keep us, God, as we go back to our homes. Give us road mercy, God, in the name of Jesus. May the Lord keep you and bless you. May the Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you peace. Now to the grace of God, sweet Holy Spirit of the Holy Ghost. Rest, rule, and abide henceforth, now and forevermore. Let us sing with the choir.
Everybody say, let everybody say, everybody say, amen, amen, amen.